Radio Soul aktiv. Die Sendung zum Mitmachen mit Gerhard Pellegrini.
So ist es. Schönen Abend. Ich freue mich, dass ich Sie wieder begrüßen darf hier auf Radio Soul International. Und heute ist wieder ein besonderer Tag, eine besondere Stunde. Wir haben wieder eine Verbindung nach Amerika gelegt, nach Amerika, Seattle zu Detmar. Und das ist es, seine Show. Die nächsten zwei Stunden wird er uns mit wunderbaren Themen, mit interessanten Themen, mit außergewöhnlichen Themen verwöhnen. Detmar's Out of This World Radio Show im Englischen und übersetzt ins Deutsche mit Saskia Feldleiter. Ich begrüße euch alle recht herzlich hier auf Radio Soul International.
Recording in progress.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Saskia, Gerhard. It's so good to have you both here. And Dr. Merritt, are you still there?
I am. Thank you.
Okay, good. You disappeared there off the screen. I didn't know whether you...
Oh, am I back? Do I exist?
I can see you.
In another dimension.
The Ottawa caravan at night. It's my background, by the way.
Oh, how cool.
The convoy.
How cool is that? Well... Right. I always like to give you plenty of notice before you come on my show, at least an hour or something.
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Sorry about that. I'm so honored to have Dr. Merritt on today. We're going to have a lot of fun. And I want to thank Saskia and Gerhard, of course, Saskia for her translation, Gerhard for his fantastic production capabilities. And we are broadcasting live right now from Vienna, Austria, in German and off English and in German as well. And the first hour we'll have Dr. Merritt, and the second hour we'll be talking about what's going on in Canada. And we'll also be sending prayers and asking for galactic help to the protesters and in Australia as well, and in this country, who are all lawfully and very peaceably protesting the mandates. And I know they're having a good effect, but unfortunately, oops, I got to stop because...
Yeah, and we also have to play designation.
Please, go ahead.
Do you want me?
Play designation. I do the translation later.
Okay, good. Dann spielen wir jetzt den Water-Song. Das ist ist ja auch ein Song, fast wie ein Prayer, fast wie ein Gebet, so wunderschön vom Text her. Und das ist unsere Erkennungsmelodie für Out of This World Radio Show mit Detmar. Hier ist der Water-Song und ja, dann geht's richtig los. Wunderbare Signation. Am Schluss werden wir sie dann ganz ausspielen, aber jetzt einmal zur Einstimmung. Das war sie, die Signation von Detmar. A show to make the world a better place. Welcome, Ted.
Thank you, Gerhard. I'll let Saskia translate. I get carried away and I forget sometimes.
Ja, herzlich willkommen wieder heute zu Detmars Out of This World Radioshow. Heute wieder live aus Wien. Radio Soll, unser lieber Gerhard, ist heute unser, wie sagt man denn eigentlich, Sender?
Ja, kannst du auch Gastgeber oder wie auch immer, also so wie
der Ted. Ja, genau. Ja. Und Ja, wir haben jetzt in der ersten Stunde Dr. Lee Merritt wieder bei uns. Es ist immer wunderbar, wenn sie uns in der Show besucht. Und in der zweiten Stunde werden wir über Kanada sprechen, Australien, was so gerade weltweit passiert.
We should have about 39.6 million listeners today, and I want to welcome everyone to the show. We truly have a worldwide audience today, and I'm so glad for that. People are really waking up.
Also wir haben heute ungefähr 39 Millionen Zuhörer weltweit. Und Ted möchte allen herzlich dafür danken. Und wir können sehen, dass eben viele Menschen erwachen und es werden wöchentlich mehr.
I tried to get my tie right, but I did the best I could.
That's okay.
Anyway.
You can take it off. Make it like Gerhard. He wouldn't use a tie.
Yes.
Like, I could never use a tie. I would feel like
something really? Is... Yeah. Yeah. Well... If it's loose, it's loose. So anyway.
Okay.
Well, Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit listener-supported station. And if you'd like to contribute, please go to my website at outofthisworld1150.com. And we welcome all anything you'd like to contribute. It's really appreciated.
Mm-hmm. Out of This World Radio ist gemeinnützig und wird allein über Spendengelder finanziert von Zuhörern oder Interessierten, die gerne Teds Arbeit unterstützen möchten. Das könnt ihr tun unter outofthisworld1150.com.
Now there's a lot going on around the world right now, and a lot of governments, like in Canada and Australia, are using illegal radiation weapons and EMF weapons as well upon the protesters.
Es ist passiert weltweit gerade sehr viel. Unter anderem in Kanada werden illegale Waffen gegen Menschen eingesetzt, die friedlich protestieren.
And so I've been doing a lot of prayers and meditation over the weekend, and they are getting galactic help. And during the second hour, I want to focus on Dr. Merritt first, but our second hour we'll be doing prayers and meditation for the galactics to come in, and they said they will help. So.
Also wir werden mit den Plejaden heute zusammenwirken und werden sie um Hilfe und Unterstützung bitten für die Menschen, die vor allem jetzt in Kanada Hilfe benötigen. Das werden wir aber im zweiten Teil der Show machen. Wir werden jetzt im ersten Teil der Show uns mit Lee Merritt unterhalten.
Prime Minister Trudeau in Canada, and I believe Scott McKay, is that his name? The Prime Minister of Australia? Not sure. They're like trap rats in a dark basement. They don't know what to do, and they're getting increasingly desperate. They know the game is ending for them. They won't be around much longer. That's what I've been told. So.
Trudeau, als auch der Premierminister aus Australien, wissen darum, dass sie eigentlich keine Möglichkeiten mehr haben, hier noch etwas zu kippen. Und wir werden uns, wie gesagt, im zweiten Teil der Show heute mal noch näher damit befassen.
And just like on this song, where everyone needs love, and the Beatles were right, all you need is love, I have my favorite 528 hertz love tuning fork, which I'm going to hit with the crystal from Mount Shasta and the hollow earth and bring spread love everywhere.
So we cannot hear it because your microphone is overloaded. Sorry. Every time you hit it, then it closes.
Really?
Yeah.
Your noise canceling probably
Voice
is
canceling,
on.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably built into the system, you know, made with Chinese technology to cancel out love. Anyway.
I know.
It's still working. Also Ted hat gerade noch mal seine Stimmgabel 528 Hertz angeschlagen an dem Kristall aus Mount Shasta. Man kann es sehr schwer hören, aber die Schwingung ist trotzdem da. Die existiert trotzdem und gelangt überall hin.
And I want to tell everyone quickly that my book, Messages from the Masters, is in German. It's going through the final production stages. It will be out here very, very soon, out of Munich. So I'll let you know as soon as it's coming out very soon. Mm-hmm. I have to do a few things on it, then it's going to go. So anyway, I want to let you know. For those in Austria, Germany and Switzerland, you will be able to get it in German here very soon.
Okay, mm-hmm. Wonderful. Also noch eine gute Nachricht. Das Buch von Ted, Botschaften der Meister, ist jetzt in der letzten Phase und er wird in Kürze dann in Deutsch erscheinen. Informationen dazu, wo man und wie man es erhält, geben wir dann bekannt.
Yeah. And then if people would like, I do readings for people. I have a lot of spiritual trips to Mount Shasta and Siddaru as well later this year. If you'd like to go, just go to, just send me an email to outoftheworld1150@gmail.com.
Mhm. Wer interessiert ist an einer spirituellen Sitzung mit Ted oder auch an die Reisen nach Mount Shasta und Peru, alle Informationen dazu findet ihr auf seinen Webseiten, beziehungsweise könnt ihr gerne ihm eine E-Mail schicken at outoftheworld1150@gmail.com.
Yeah, or you can go to my website, outoftheworldreadings.com, that's plural.
And you oder outoftheworldreadings.com. Dort können die spirituellen Sitzungen mit ihm gebucht werden.
The trips are not completely updated, but they should be this week.
I've been busy. Okay, so. Also die Reisen nach Mount Shasta und Peru sind noch nicht auf den Seiten aufgestellt, werden aber in Kürze hinzugefügt.
And I think I've spoken enough. I want to bring Dr. Merritt in now. Lee, how are you doing? It's nice to see you.
Hey, nice to see you all.
Nice to see you.
Welcome to the goodness. Show.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting that you start with your water song all the time, but not the least of which is one of the few songs I know from living in Japan. But I've been spending my week studying water because it's interesting. You know, Luc Montagnier died this last week. And he was a great scientist, not because he discovered HIV, which he gets credit for, but which he repudiated actually later in his life. He went to the thing we should remember him for was his courage in science, because he was not afraid to say, hey, I was wrong about something and the whole system is wrong about something. So he thought he had the virus that caused AIDS. And then that was 1983. In 1990, he went to an AIDS conference in San Francisco and had the courage to say, you know, guys, I wasn't right, because I looked at the T cells and this doesn't take down the T cells, which means it cannot be the actual cause of AIDS.
Wow.
I mean, it might be a fellow traveler, it might be involved, but it's not the actual cause. And of course, by then, this huge financial juggernaut built around HIV and Fauci and these guys had become entrenched, and this huge, all the bricks came down upon his head. But he became, I mean, he continued as an independent scientist, and much of what he did later in life had to do with water, which is an interesting point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Was ihr Lieb spricht Luc Montagnier an, bekannter Wissenschaftler, der wohl letzte Woche, wenn ich jetzt richtig verstanden habe, verstorben ist. Und er war ein Wissenschaftler vor allem im Bereich, was HIV angeht, AIDS, und hat da einiges herausgefunden, hat es auch publiziert, hat darüber berichtet. Aber oftmals haben diese Wissenschaftler, die gewisse Dinge entdecken, klarstellen, wenig Chance gegen die großen, die da andere Ideen im Kopf haben. Und sie hat ihn kurz erwähnt, weil er sich auch mit dem Wasser beschäftigt hat. Und sie ist darauf gekommen aufgrund des Wassersongs, den wir immer am Anfang hören.
He also said too that everyone would die who takes the shot would die within 2 years.
Well, and actually we called Judy Mikovits called Susie, his secretary, and it turns out they misquoted him somewhat. He didn't say everyone. What he said was that if you take the shot, the so-called vaccine, and then you wear a mask, you could be dead in 2 years. If you take the vaccine and then you take any other vaccines, you could be dead in 2 years. In other words, there might be some things to do to mitigate this, but you can't keep going down the same stupid pathway, is what he was saying.
Yeah, he was right too. And he was just about ready to give testimony at Dr. Frilich's, Rainier Frilich's trial.
Rainier Frilich, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he was just about getting, and some people think that he may be hit with a directed energy weapon. Something pushed him over the edge. Why did he pass away now just before he was going to give testimony? That's what I'd like to ask.
Right. Just like like Carey Mullis and so many others.
Right, exactly.
Also es ist davon auszugehen, dass er beseitigt wurde, da er gerade, er sollte eine Zeugenaussage machen. Er hat sich ja ganz offen auch dazu bekündigt, wer diese Impfung zu sich nimmt, verstirbt in den nächsten 2 Jahren. Also er hat vieles dazu veröffentlicht und hat sich hat dementsprechend auch bestimmte Daten und sollte zu Zeugenaussagen kommen, ist aber letzte Woche verstorben, so wie viele andere auch, die sich dazu äußern wollten.
I was at a water conference with him in Germany in Budapest, 2018. Met him. Wonderful man. And he was talking about how Nestle had tried to privatize the world's water supply.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Water was a public good that you couldn't regulate or sell. Mm-hmm. And there were a couple people in the audience. This is a bunch of scientists who apparently were on Nestle's side and started arguing with him. But the vast majority of scientists supported him, all felt right. The same way. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was really interesting. I remember mm-hmm. seeing that.
Well, I just started really looking into, there's all the stuff we hear about the new biology of water. I mean, I read, if you haven't read it, Thomas Cowan's book on cancer and the new biology of water, the idea that we are not being told the truth about the water in our bodies and what the big picture here is. And so I went back to look at this. Then I heard about Luc Montagnier's work. And so I went back to look, and it turns out this thing goes back. You can say things about water. You can talk about structured water, which I don't know. Is that something you guys have talked about, structured water?
No, we haven't. But I do know Professor Pollack. He's going to give a presentation. Oh, would you like to give a presentation at my conference next month by Zoom?
I'd have to know when it's going. It was by Zoom. Yeah, by Zoom, I probably can. So I've got a couple things going. But I just was listening to Dr. Pollack's lecture at the University of Washington in 2009. He's talking about but one of the comments he makes, he talks about how you can talk about certain things about water, but there, if you like, there are some fiascos. And like one of them was the idea that water has memory. Right. And started with Jacques Benveniste, a French scientist that was, I guess, a friend of Luc Montagnier. Right. And that got him essentially in those days, they didn't have called about deplatforming, but they were, he lost his funding. And right. So here's this famous, world famous French scientist, and right. he's out in a trailer in a parking lot behind the university, I guess, because he probably had tenure. They couldn't dump him out completely, but he had this huge lab that now is gone, and he's trying to squeeze everybody into a trailer. And that's what happens when you talk about water with memory. And there's a reason for that, because it somehow, and this is what I'm working on getting to the bottom of, it somehow impacts immunology, because he was an immunologist, Jacques Benveniste. It impacts the whole vaccine industry. You see, I think it will make a lie of the whole vaccine industry, which is why they don't want to. And so Luc Montagnier was independent enough. He didn't care. And he took up the gauntlet that was thrown down by Benveniste. And he kept working on this idea of water. And he showed some incredible things with DNA and water. So
I can tell you a couple of things. I'll let Saskia translate. There's more to add. Yeah.
Okay, Luc Montagnier, was er auch, worauf auch er dran gearbeitet hat, ist eben bezüglich Wasser, strukturiertes Wasser und an der Idee, die damals aufkam, dass Wasser ein Bewusstsein hat und wie Wasser eigentlich in unserem Körper funktioniert. Vieles wissen wir gar nicht, wie es funktioniert, weil uns das gar nicht beigebracht wurde oder dieses Wissen wir nicht haben. Und er ist zum Beispiel einer, der eben das klargestellt hat oder vorangebracht hat, was Wasser eigentlich ist, wie es wirkt, wie es auch im Bereich der Immunologie wirkt für uns und Wasser an sich eben ein Bewusstsein hat.
Jacques Benveniste, some say Dr. Merritt, Saskia and Gerhard was murdered. He went into a hospital for some routine examination. He was dead a couple of days later.
Benveniste?
Yeah, Benveniste, yeah.
Oh, I haven't gotten to that point yet. But, you know, that does seem to be, right. you know, a coincidence. There's a lot of coincidence deaths surrounding certain topics in science.
Right, exactly. And one other thing that Professor Benveniste found, Dr. Merritt, was that he'd take like a jar of water, that couple of homeopathic drops were dropped into it as an experiment, and then another bottle of distilled water right next to it that was completely clean, nothing in it. After 48 hours, the information in the first one, the homeopathic medicine, would migrate to the second one, and they would have that in it as well. So then you got to look at it not in terms of just this third dimension, but also fourth and fifth dimensions, because something's going on here that's not visible in the third dimension, but it is very real.
And I had understood the reason I thought it had to do with the vaccine industry, the way I understood it, and like I say, I'm just digging into this to look at the original research, but it had to do with if you put an antigen in the water, that would be remembered even after it was gone.
Right.
You know, you could dilute it out until the point that there was none left that could be detected, but the water had memory for it. And that's what Luc Montagnier did was apparently reproduce that with DNA.
Right.
That he could actually send the signal that DNA leaves behind with an MP3 file to Italy. And I haven't really worked that all out. I haven't gotten dug into the paper itself, but that's what I understand, is that
you can transfer
the information from the DNA without it actually being present.
Sure, if you want, I'm happy to put you in touch with a scientist in Tokyo that's working on that now. And he said it was theoretically possible to take the essence of ivermectin and transmit it to a country like Japan or the United States, if you had a government that truly cared about the people and didn't want to kill them. But you could send it to a city or a state or an area and send ivermectin to everybody. You have to be careful what you send, you know what I mean? But you could send it to ivermectin and heal everybody within a couple of days. Easy to do.
And the Russians have done a lot of interesting work on this too.
Right.
And I think the problem is, when you do this, I can't remember his name now. I've got it very close by, and it had to do with DNA and scalar waves.
There's a professor in St. Petersburg called Krokov.
I was thinking this guy was Ukrainian, but that might be him. But basically he showed that you could stimulate plant growth using scalar waves from the hormone for pea growth to the plants.
Right.
And he did it in a very, very controlled way. But then when he started to talk about scalar waves and DNA is when they wanted to shut him down. So that's when they wouldn't accept the paper. He had to withdraw it. There's certain things that they just, certain things they simply do not want us to know. And when you get close to that, they jerk the papers.
Yeah. Go ahead, Saskia. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Also, wir haben jetzt über Verschiedenes gesprochen. Wir sind nochmal auf das Wasser eingegangen. Das Wasser eine Erinnerung hat oder eben sich erinnert. Zum Beispiel gibt es ja verschiedene Wissenschaftler, die wenn man Antikörper, Antigene in Wasser tut und die dann wieder entfernt, erinnert sich das Wasser trotzdem an diese Antigene. Also es hat Erinnerung. Und so ist es mit allem. Und jetzt hat sie nochmal angesprochen, war jetzt ein bisschen lang alles. jetzt war es weg. Gerhard, sag mir nochmal schnell, was war das Letzte jetzt? Jetzt war es weg.
Ich weiß es auch nicht.
What was the last what you said, Lee, Dr. Lee?
I was making the point that there are certain scientific topics that when you get close to them, you seem to either die or get deplatformed or unpublished. You know, they don't want certain things out.
Also, genau, sie haben eben festgestellt, dass man auch DNA verschicken kann und dann mit dieser DNA von einer Person diese Person aus der Ferne heraus behandeln kann, weil diese Verbindungen da sind, die wir auf dieser Ebene nicht erkennen, aber in höheren Dimensionen sind diese Verbindungen immer da. Und das Gleiche ist mit Skalarenergie. Sobald man aber anfängt, in diesen Bereichen zu forschen und tiefer zu gehen, dann wollen die, die das nicht gerne sehen, sorgen dafür, dass oftmals Wissenschaftler, die sich damit befassen, verschwinden oder eben publizierte Artikel darüber verschwinden. Wir haben über den Tom Paladino, Skalarenergie, oft schon geredet und wir wissen, wie er ja arbeitet. Er braucht nur das Foto einer Person, um mit dieser Person dann zu arbeiten. So, das sind eben diese Schwingungen, Frequenzen, die wir so nicht sehen, die aber immer da sind. Und das eben geht über Entfernungen hinweg.
It's really Dr. Merritt, it's a modern day example of what Galileo went through in the 15th and 16th centuries when he said that the Earth wasn't the center of the solar system or the center of the universe. And he got all kinds of grief from the Catholic Church and from leaders back then. But it's the same kind of thing where people basically want you to defend ignorance and they don't care about science. They just have their own generation.
Or they're using science for their own ends. I think it's more that. I don't think that they don't care. They just don't want you to stumble on the truth.
That's true.
Yeah. You know, there's a book called Tripping Over the Truth that has to do with cancer therapy that was discovered at Johns Hopkins. It's actually a really simple concept of how you stop cancer. And Otto Warburg, who was famous in Germany in the 20s for his work. He was a Nobel laureate. He was a physician and a physiologist and really brilliant guy. And he said, cancer's not about DNA. Cancer's about your metabolism. That when you don't, and this is the other point. There's so much evidence now that hyperbaric oxygen is so healing to COVID. It's so much better than ventilators. There's all sorts of stuff on that. But see, hyperbaric oxygen is also an anti-cancer treatment. There's all this stuff is, ivermectin is anti-cancer. Hydroxychloroquine is anti-cancer. It seems to be, there's this, wouldn't it be something if we discovered that cancer we know about cancer, we know how to prevent it, but we let it happen because we want to we want to keep the world's population at a certain level. You don't want people to live to 120. You want to keep people down.
Right.
It just seems to be looking that way every time I turn around. It's always the cancer guys.
Yeah, right.
I don't think it's just about money,
Yeah.
Because this was going on before we had big pharma money.
Ja, that's true.
Yeah.
Also wir haben jetzt kurz das Thema Krebs angesprochen, wie dieses ganze Thema Krebserkrankung dargestellt wird. Und da gibt es also auch einige Wissenschaftler dazu, die sich damit sehr intensiv beschäftigt haben und sehr viel Wahres auch publiziert haben darüber, dass zum Beispiel Krebs etwas mit dem Metabolismus zu tun hat und nicht eine Erbkrankheit ist und dass Krebs sehr einfach teilbar ist durch einfache Mittel wie Ivermectin, ich selbst oder kenne CDL und weiß von vielen, vielen tausend Menschen, die CDL benutzt haben, um sich von solchen Dingen zu heilen, dass es relativ einfach geht, dass uns aber dieses Wissen nicht mitgeteilt wird, damit wir entweder nicht so alt werden oder damit andere sich bereichern können an teuren Verfahren zur angeblichen Heilung von Krebs. Ja.
Ja. Ja. Well, I'm so happy you brought that up today, because that's one of the things I study too. And I think there's a lot to be learned in that area. And it's actually, I think it's breaking through. They don't want us to learn it, you know?
Right. Well, it's like simple things that they could have told us that they didn't, like vitamin D. Now, you know, I'm an orthopedic surgeon and I did spine surgery most of my career. Oh. And especially in the spine, you can see the evidence of inadequate vitamin D, even in adults. Okay, right. Especially older women, you can see the damage that inadequate vitamin D does. And yet, for my entire career, the Institute of Medicine, that claims to be the ultimate authority on these things, said we only needed 400 international units a day. And that won't begin to do. I thought I'd throw that my German letter in. That won't begin to do anything. Okay, 400 international units a day, when I recommend somewhere between 5 and 10,000. I take 10,000 a day. So why would they do that? Again, did they really not know? And how hard was it to check? Because in about a month, the Indonesians showed us that you could decrease your death from COVID and your ICU stay from COVID if people's vitamin D level were above 30, which is not very much.
Wow, amazing.
So again, I've been in medicine 45 years now, and every time I turn around now, I realize everything they've denigrated. Linus Pauling, you know, brilliant guy, 2 Nobel Prizes in 2 different sciences for right. talking about vitamin C. Mm-hmm. They ignore vitamin D. They ignored Otto Warburg about metabolism. Okay. They ignore, you can go on and on. The hydroxychloroquine issue, the ivermectin issue.
Right.
You know, in this country, we're fighting the state medical boards, and they've got the news people tuned up to say, oh, ivermectin, that's horse paste. Don't give it to people. You shouldn't be using it.
Right.
They don't point out that ivermectin has been given to over 4.7 billion doses and has saved people from blindness and malnutrition all over the world.
Yeah, right.
And yet they've got this talking point that they're getting away with. Again,
I know.
It's criminal. This is a criminal RICO case. In America, we call this a RICO case. This is a criminal collusion
right here.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Also, was Lee hier anspricht, ist auch das Thema Vitamin D, wie uns das verschwiegen wird, wie wichtig aber Vitamin D ist. Und wenn man das in genügend hohen Mengen einnimmt, man völlig gesund bleibt im Körper, Vitamin D-Mangel zu verschiedenen Beschwerden und Erkrankungen führt und es eigentlich sehr einfach ist, diesen Vitamin D-Mangel auszugleichen, indem man eben hochdosiertes Vitamin D3 zu sich nimmt. Ich kenne das selber, in Tropfenform nehme ich das zu mir. Und aber oftmals wird das nur in sehr geringen Dosen angegeben, die wir zu uns nehmen sollen, aber eigentlich sollte man hier sehr hohe Dosen zu sich nehmen und kann in kürzester Zeit damit große Erfolge sehen im Körper. Also es bekämpft nicht nur Krebserkrankungen und so weiter, es geht auch gegen alle anderen Krankheiten erfolgreich vor. Es sind eben all diese einfachen Mittel, mit denen der Mensch geheilt werden kann, auf schnelle, einfache Art und Weise, was uns aber verschwiegen wird, ganz bewusst. Und wenn es jemand anspricht, oftmals dann als falsch dargestellt wird oder es, wie zum Beispiel Ivermectin, dann als gefährlich oder man sollte es nicht nehmen. Aber ja, die Wahrheit sickert ja mehr und mehr durch.
Well, I always like your perspective, Dr. Merritt, because you always add a lot of common sense to it, you know. Just think how much better things would be if, like in medical schools, they would actually teach some of this, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, so we are captured. I think we are a captured society.
Right.
And the question is, we ought to be spending more time looking at who's captured us.
Right.
But at least I think we can say that we have not been free to do research. We've not been, that everything is getting paid by one group of people.
Right.
And it runs through the pharmaceutical cartel. That's the entire medicine education and training now.
Right.
And it's what's one of the reasons that in my little state of Iowa, we have 3 million people. We're not totally little, but we cannot prescribe ivermectin through the pharmacies. They will deny it much of the time. Some of them, the independent guys, the compounding pharmacies, good for them. They do it. But the rest of them are being squeezed not to do it, right? In Ohio, they're not even giving everyday medicine like doxycycline and azithromycin that we've used for acne for 50 years. Mm-hmm. And it's insane because they don't want doctors to treat COVID. And patients are going to need to wake up and say, we don't want this kind of control over our medical system.
Right, exactly.
Why should we be denied medicine we can get in Uganda?
Yeah, or Mexico.
I'd be curious if in Germany, it's not over the counter, right? You don't have antibiotics or ivermectin over the counter. You have to go through your physician and we do. But in all of Africa, pretty much, you can get it over the counter. India, you can get it over the counter. Yeah.
Right.
No. Italy, you can get it over the counter. Used to be able to. Now they may be taken down too now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Also, was nochmal angesprochen wird, ist hier zum, gerade auch die Wissenschaftler sind nicht frei in ihrer Forschung. Sie sind irgendwo, werden gefangen gehalten, in bestimmten Grenzen gehalten. Es gibt eine Gruppe, die hat das Sagen, die hat das Geld, das ist die Pharmaindustrie und die gibt vor, was rauskommen darf, was der Mensch erhalten darf. Und sie selbst hat auch erzählt, dass Ivermectin, was sehr erfolgreich bei der Covid-Behandlung eingesetzt wurde, nicht mehr verabreicht wird. Es wird nicht mehr, auch nicht auf Rezept rausgegeben. Das ist verboten mittlerweile, weil man damit, also man will damit Covid nicht behandeln. Covid soll nicht behandelt werden. Also Menschen wird Medizin vorenthalten, die sie heilt von was auch immer und sie erhalten es nicht, weil man das nicht möchte.
Mhm. I've heard there's a lot of American doctors, Dr. Merritt, who've actually gone over the border to Mexico and they've established clinics like in Tijuana, for example,
right,
just over the border from San Diego and Los Angeles, just so they have freedom to treat patients.
Right. And you know, I lived right on the Mexican border for 25 years and you could get things down there for cash. We all went down there and got medicine, even for ourselves. We all did.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you could get an MRI in Mexico for $300 that was exactly the same as the one you got in Arizona for $1,800.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
You know, that's the difference between cash and a captured. See, the problem is everybody wanted things for free. You know, they wanted the government to pay for all their health care. And this is what we got. When government pays, government controls.
That's
and
true.
So if you want to be free, you have to be free to pay your own way.
Right. Right.
You know, doesn't mean you can't take care of the indigent, but you have to be there has to be a free market or you're completely controlled by the government agencies. And this is what we warned about in AAPS 30 years ago, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. We said if you got rid of government medicine, the costs will go down, the freedom will go up.
Couldn't agree more. Good point.
Yeah. And this is exactly what we predicted would happen. I didn't expect really to see it this bad in my lifetime, but it is this bad.
I went to Mexico in October, year before last. I'll tell you this story. And I hadn't had my teeth looked at in 20 years. You can imagine what happened when I walked into the chair and dentist said, But anyway, 6 days later, he's done. 6 days.
Oh, my gosh.
And it cost just under $2,000. And the cost up in the Seattle area would have been between 15 to 20 easily. Anyway, but you know what I liked about them? All the dentists at this clinics were certified in the U.S. American insurance took, they were so good. It was the best clinic in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And they were charging $190 per crown. Up here, they charge $1,800.
$2,000,
easy. And it was fine. You know, plus the nice thing, if you were in pain afterwards, you could get a whole quart of tequila, organic tequila, recommended by most doctors and dentists, for $5, a big quart of it. And it was freely there, you know.
That's funny. Yeah, it's no, fine. I know.
Go ahead.
Well, and we had doctors, you know, when I first moved down onto the border there, an OBGYN doctor, there were three women that had come across the border and didn't have any prenatal care, gave birth, had problems, sued the doctor. The doctor then couldn't afford to practice in the United States, went across the border to Mexico and practiced, did fine. You know, it's a sad situation. I mean, we have a very, we were set up for this. This is, you know, medicine's been taken over since 1912 or whenever the Flexner report came out in 1905, but really by 1912. And, and it's just been getting worse.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sit my lip now. So sounds good.
Wir haben jetzt mal zum Thema Krankenversicherung auch gesprochen. Wenn also der Staat sozusagen, die Regierung, das übernimmt, dann sind die Kosten extrem hoch und der Staat gibt vor, wie Menschen mit was behandelt werden können. Wir haben Länder wie Mexiko, die zum Beispiel keine Krankenversicherung in dem Sinne haben. Aber dort ist es so, ich kenne es aus eigener Erfahrung, ich habe dort gelebt eine Zeit lang. Wenn ich dort zum Arzt gehe, kann ich mir das leisten. Ganz normal, weil es nicht teuer ist. Jeder Zahnarztbesuch, ich war doch auch öfters beim Zahnarzt. Wenn ich hier zum Zahnarzt gehe und mir einen Zahn machen lasse, kostet das zwischen 200-300 €, wenn ich das mit Keramik. Und in Mexiko zum Beispiel kostet ein Zahn, habe ich glaube ich 25 € bezahlt. Und die Zahnärztin dort hat wunderbare Arbeit geleistet, hat mir auch gezeigt, dass alle Produkte aus Deutschland kamen, weil alles deutsch beschriftet war. Also es ist, was auch immer hier passiert in diesen Ländern, wie auch Deutschland, wo wir extrem hohe Preiskosten haben für vor allen Dingen auch Zahnarztbehandlungen, die auf gleiche Art und Weise in anderen Ländern für ganz anderes Geld genauso gut, wenn nicht sogar manchmal besser durchgeführt werden, hat damit zu tun, dass dieses System hier eben vom bestimmten Leuten übernommen ist, geleitet wird. Alles hat wohl 1912 ungefähr seinen Anfang genommen, dass nach und nach dieses ganze medizinische System eingenommen wurde, um eben gewissen Interessen von bestimmten Gruppen durchzusetzen.